Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, today's moment of wisdom is from Proverbs chapter 29. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. It's such an important word because the wisdom is just having God's wisdom. We got tons of information. We got more information than we need. Mm. We have more knowledge that's puffed us up, but yet we don't have this wisdom to apply the knowledge we have. It's better to have a little bit of knowledge and wisdom on how to apply that than have a whole bunch of knowledge with no wisdom. Mm-hmm. That's like a quick test taker. They rapidly finish their test, right, and they go and turning it in front of your class in your college or in your workplace, no, or in your school, and they sit back like, look what I've done. But then you go hire that person. It's like, no, you don't beat the router blade with a piece of plastic.
No.
What are you doing? No. Do put safety goggles on. Well, it never crossed my mind. Didn't you have a 4.0 GPA? What's happening here? What you have is somebody with knowledge, not wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So today we want to get wisdom. Lord, give us wisdom. Proverbs 29:25 reads, fear of man will prove to be a snare, and whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. I think about that. Here we are in all these times today when so many things are happening in the economy, so many things are happening with the environment, with storms, literally, you know, financial and natural storms. And it's just, you know, what's going to keep me safe? Well, the fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. So let's just break that down a little bit and find out. We just want to just brush over that. What does that mean? What does snare mean?
Mm-hmm.
Snare is defined as a trap. It's a trap. A snare is something, a trap that was used for a bird. So what we're finding out is that the Lord's telling us to stay away from traps.
Mm-hmm.
And fear of man, when you think about fear of man, this is important to understand, for many declare with loud, bold voices they don't have a fear of man. But their every decision is based on how their actions or words will be accepted by a man, while never once considering the heart of God and how God would feel about their actions. Mm. And so it's a trap. He's telling us, listen, so the opposite of up is down, and the opposite of left is right, and the opposite of fear of man is the fear of God. Mm. You can't just replace, you know, the fear of man with nothing.
Right.
You have to replace it with the fear of God. And we can and are called to honor men, but we're called to fear God. John Bevere writes in his book, The Fear of the Lord, you serve what you fear. If you fear God, you serve God. But if you fear man, you cannot serve God because you serve what you fear.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about a trap. Imagine if somebody told you, hey, there's a trap over there. There's a trap over there. And don't go that way because there's a trap. Go this way and you'll be kept safe.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what the moment of wisdom is today. We're talking about it. So fearing the responses of others will cause you to be trapped by your own indecisions, your second guessing, and by your conversations with the adversary that you always accredit to the man or the woman that's not even in the conversation.
Right.
Because it's just you and the adversary having that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You're all upset with somebody who wasn't even talking to you. But you're letting the fear of man, the fear of what other people think, maybe it's a relative, maybe it's a parent, maybe it's a child, maybe it's a coworker, maybe it's a competitor in the business arena, maybe it's a, you're thinking about how is this gonna affect men, and versus how is it going to affect God. And he says it's a trap. But if asked, even though that people are not accrediting it to themselves or the adversary,
mm-hmm.
if asked, you'd have to acknowledge this man you fear has never entered into the conversation, that you're having in your heart and mind a conversation with yourself, or many times the adversary, Satan himself, that is responded every time to you, just like in the Garden of Eden, Satan did to Eve. Having mm-hmm. a conversation.
Right.
But when we trust in the Lord, which is the fear of the Lord, we'll be kept safe.
Mm-hmm.
People, I don't know if I can trust God. Well, you're not going to be safe. I think I need to be worried about what somebody, you're in a trap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is my life always filled with traps? I'm telling you, because you need wisdom. Wisdom says the fear of the Lord will keep you safe. The fear of man is a trap. To trade the fear of man for the fear of the Lord has a greater benefit than your 401k retirement plan, than the most mightiest army on the face of the earth, than all the ideas of man that were credited to bring him once protection, for we will be kept safe from the schemes of men when we have the fear of the Lord. Understanding this, that doesn't mean that men won't conspire against you. They conspire against God. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that men won't threaten you. They actually threaten God. It doesn't mean that in the natural sense, when men conspire against you, that it won't seemingly bring you harm or bring us harm. Yet our faith and our confidence, our trust in the unfailing love and the protection of our Lord will separate us from their schemes and deliver us from their lion's dens and their fiery furnaces and their piercing accusations and keep us safe. A double-minded man, it's very important because we're talking about faith. A double-minded man gets nothing from God. James tells us that. And faith is a shield, our protection, a shield of protection, Paul tells us as he's writing to the church of Ephesians. So for us to experience the safety that comes from the fear of the Lord, we cannot go back and forth from fearing man one moment and fearing God the next. It's like bipolar faith and fear experiences. Mm. Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. I trust you, God. Oh, my goodness. You know,
mm-hmm. Right.
Think about that. We cannot go back and forth from fearing man and what he might do to us to fearing God and believing that he's going to protect us. We have to make up our mind because that would be double-minded. And a double-minded man gets nothing from God. You're shooting your own protection plan in the foot. That's the whole thing. This is awesome about our walk with God. When everything looks like the lions are going to devour you, you say, you know what? My God can deliver me, but even if he doesn't, he's still God.
That's right.
When the fiery furnace is there, and they're going to throw you in. You say, well, my God can deliver us, but even if he doesn't. I mean, you have no fear of what man can do. You fear God. Mm-hmm. And in that, you are protected. This bipolar conversations about faith and fear has got to stop in the church, and we got to rise up to the occasion and trust God even if it costs us our life. Hebrews tells us in 11:1, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we don't see. In addition to faith being our shield, it tells us then our surety and our certainty that God will keep us safe as we walk in the fear of the Lord while refusing to fear man will be the very thing that protects us and keeps us safe. It's not like we can just be a fool and act like anything we want to and don't pay attention and don't walk with God and don't walk in his ways and just say, hey, because I'm a believer in Jesus, he's going to keep me safe.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's because we walk with the confidence and the faith that he is going to protect. That releases the protection of God in your life. What does that mean? It means, for example, think about King David. Though he was threatened, and you can read about this over and over again, he had a fear of the Lord. And not fear of man, but he was kept safe. I mean, you can read about it in the book of Psalms. It's like he talks about over and over again how men are coming against him, and he didn't deny his reality, but he said, this is my reality. But then he says, Selah, but God. And he would talk about his faith was still in God despite what men was doing to him. And he would cry out to God, listen, even in your pain and your agony, and even when all your emotions are under attack, that doesn't mean you are losing or that you've left your faith. It just means that now you have a great opportunity in the midst of the dichotomy of your experience. You can say, but even so, I still trust God. I trust him in the storms of life. I trust him in the midst of hurricanes and earthquakes and floods and tsunamis and financial crisis and evil leaders and scheming evil men, that I trust him in all of that. I mean, even when they're stoking the fire to throw you into it, you can sit back and smile and relax and know that the Lord has got your back. I mean, if you're in sin, if you haven't dealt with the sin in your life at the cross of Christ and asked God to forgive you, you need to be concerned because you're going to be double-minded about how things are turning out. But if you've dealt with your sin and you've asked God to forgive you and you're broken, you've repented and left your life of sin, trust God.
Mm-hmm.
Trust him and know that he is there for you and he will protect you. Listen, what's coming to the face of the earth right now, we talk about it in the Elijah Storm on VFN TV and all the things that you're seeing and hearing. This is our time to shine. This is going to be the church's greatest hour. Why? Because of all the persecution, all the things that are happening. They're going to say, listen, why are you so confident? Why are you so peaceful when everything that's happening, you're in the same store that we're in, but you are have this peace. And he says, this is going to be your greatest witness, because that means that you're going to be saved, and that by God. Doesn't mean that your house is going to make it. Doesn't mean that your job is going to make it. Doesn't mean your car is going to make it. Doesn't mean your country is going to make it. It means you're going to make it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That you're going to be protected that by God, and they're going to be destroyed lest they find God. Just your very peace in the midst of the fiery furnace situations. Listen, today's wisdom moment is Proverbs 29:25. The fear of man will prove to be a snare, a trap, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.